first responders fired in Memphis. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Three members of the fire department's emergency medical service have been terminated for failing to properly treat Tyree Nichols the night he suffered what turned out to be a fatal beating.
According to an investigation, EMTs Jamichael Sandridge, Robert Long, and Lieutenant Michelle Whitaker responded to the scene on the basis of a first call of a person pepper sprayed. Chief Sweat said even after seeing Nichols on the ground handcuffed and leaning against a car, Sandridge and Long did not conduct an adequate patient assessment, thus violating fire department protocols. Sandridge, Long, and Whitaker, who stayed in the truck, the chief said their actions did not meet fire department expectations.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Two more Memphis police officers have been suspended. The prosecutor says they could face criminal charges as well. President Biden is ready to declare the COVID-19 pandemic is over, or will be, before summer, telling Congress he plans to end the national emergency declarations on May 11th. But World Health Organization Chief Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus believes the move might be premature.
In the past 8 weeks, more than 170,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19.
The national COVID response will then treat the virus as an endemic. The Justice Department telling Congress it needs to be patient in its requests for information on classified documents found at the homes of President Biden and former President Trump because fulfilling those requests might hamper the special counsel probes into the documents. Not good enough for Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who says that they have oversight over those documents and the intelligence community. In fact, many members of the Senate Intelligence Committee have probably already seen the documents. They just need to know which ones they are. Senator Rubio, appearing last night on Fox's Hannity. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Testimony resumes in the murder trial of disgraced South Carolina attorney Alex Murdoch today after some gruesome evidence was presented yesterday.
Bloody footprints, cell phone data, and audio tapes of police interviews with Alex Murdoch. Jurors were shown photos of evidence taken at the scene of the violent and gruesome murders of Maggie and Paul Murdoch, who were gunned down at close range in June of 2021 at the family's hunting estate in South Carolina. Prosecutors contend the two were shot with guns that belonged to the family by Alex Murdoch, who was facing mounting legal and financial troubles at the time. Jurors also heard tearful taped interviews with Alex Murdoch and investigators in the days following the murders.
Fox's Laura Engel. The National Weather Service says 50 million Americans are under winter weather watches or advisories from a prolonged and potentially significant icing event that's affecting at least 15 states. Winter storm warnings or watches stretch from the deep in Texas to West Virginia. Bitter cold stretches from Denver to Detroit. Rescue workers in Pakistan have pulled more bodies from the rubble of a mosque hit by a suicide bomber early Monday. Now 88 people are confirmed dead, more than 50 injured, some of them critically. In suburban Chicago, a new meaning to the phrase hot wings. A school district official may have run afoul of the law.
She had a thing for wings, and now she's under arrest. Harvey School District Food Service Director Vera Lydell is accused of stealing $1.5 million worth of food, mostly chicken wings. But it turns out that's an item not served to students because it contains bones. Suspicions were raised when a routine mid-year audit found the district was $300,000 over its annual food budget, despite being only halfway through the academic year. Prosecutors say none of the food was taken to the school district or provided to students. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.